schedule for that project. There's two phases to this project, one this fall and then one in the spring. 100 days for the fall, which includes the obstruction removal, the tree clearing, and the building, the extension to Taxiway A. That'll be done when they, you know, they wrap up for winter. We'll come back as soon as the weather's good enough, probably in March or so next year, and build the actual extension to the runway. That should be done by Memorial Day next year.
What's going to be done on Memorial Day?
The actual runway. You'll have a usable runway in that first part of the spring next year. There is some electrical work that will continue on into the summer, but the runway will be usable fairly soon in that project.
I'm sure that's what Larry's interested, because I think Larry's probably the most interested in usable runway length.
Any questions on the runway project?
Trees are a big help. I've heard a couple comments on the trees being cleared up. So.
Yeah, we've been trying to do that for years, and you know we're able to do it as part of this project. Had to do it as part of this project before that they would pay for us to extend the runway and make sure the obstructions were removed. The big pile is down at the end of 2-2. They'll probably get to that. They said late this week. I'm guessing it's probably early next week. Be out there with the wood chippers and the trucks and stuff. We've been very specific with them as far as safety. With the trucks driving, they'll drive in through by the T hangers and then exit there where you see they've got the little roadway built. They have to have a vacuum truck on standby at the site during that time when they're operating out there, so the taxiway clear. You know, plus monitoring radios and that kind of thing. We don't plan on closing the taxiway. We don't think it's going to be that big of a problem. But if it does become a problem, let me know and we'll address it. Every year, DLDOT gets a grant from the FAA as part of their system planning grant. They've got a couple of grants right now, 2011 and 2012, with some projects that affect the airport. The 2011 grant will include an energy audit for the airport, and they're going to come in and look at our energy usage and some of our buildings and, you know, make recommendations on what we can do to be more energy efficient and, you know, save money, save the planet, and whatever. They're going to start with basically buildings that the county owns and pays for the electric bill, and then move into buildings the county owns but somebody else pays the electric bill. And then I think they'll also do buildings, aeronautical buildings, that other people own and they pay the bill. You should be getting a letter. If you're in one of those buildings, you're going to be getting a letter from the consultant explaining the project and asking for some little cooperation as far as, you know, giving us access to your electric bills, and, you know, access to the building to look at different systems and stuff. It's totally voluntary, and it'd be up to you whether you want to cooperate or not. And that's all I'll say about that. But it's a good deal. I recommend people take advantage of it. The county's going to, for sure. So,
now the county should be able to see some sort of, and I don't know where you're working towards, credits or what there. But just because of the LED changeover of light, you should be able to see a significant energy.
Yeah, we calculated that. We're going to see some significant benefit for that changeover.
Yeah. Is the timer working on the taxiway lights and the runway lights? Are they shut off now like they're supposed to? And
as far as I know.
It just seems like sometimes I'm here just about a little bit after dark and they seem like they're still on and nobody's come in. I didn't know if. Mm-hmm. If there's a timer.
Well, I think they are set to stay on. My recollection is, Jim, they're set to stay on until 11 p.m. Then they shut off and go on to the remote switch.
No. Well, they were supposed to be off unless they're clicked on at night after a certain time, I think. And then I think all day. But I think they've gone back to the old system, so I'll have to check on that. So that's the 2011 project. There's a